Tonight's Shir Simin Reish Ches, Se'if Tes. Eirav Kemach Doichan Usha'ar Minei Kitnios, Im Kemach Shal Chameshis Minei Dogon Ubishlo Bekadero. If you mix together flour from millet or other varieties of legumes with flour of any of the five grains, and you cook it up in a pot, so the baruch rishon is baruch mizonis, baruch achron is alamicha. Vim osim imenu pas, if you made a loaf of bread, mevarich hamotzi, bobirchas hamozen. Then you say hamotzi on the bread and bench afterwards. Vidavka sheyesh ba'oso kemach mechamesha saminim, kadeh sheyorchel mimenu kezayis dogo mechtecheles pras. Now this is only true if there's sufficient quantity of the flour of the five grains, wheat, barley, rye, yeast, spelt, if you have enough of the regular flour that when you eat this bread, you're eating a kezayis of that flour in the shear of kdeachias pras, which is, let's say, 2 to 4 minutes. Avlam ein bozeh hashir mechamesh saminim. But if, because there's such a combination of other things, ingredients in this bread, you don't have enough wheat flour or the grain flour that you'll have a kezayis in 2 to 4 minutes, that means it's very thin, at least in that area, very little of the flour, of the grains. Even though you're going to say hamotzi, you're not going to bench. The baruch rishon is hamotzi, and you taste the flavor of the grain. Even though it's not sufficient quantity for a kezayis in 2 to 4 minutes, well, the besoif alamicha, but baruch achron is going to be alamicha. If you cook it in a pot and it's not a loaf of bread, and again you don't have that quantity of grain flour, but at the end you'll say berein nefashos. Mishtabur sevkad me'malaf. Mevarech berein nefashos v'chula. The mechav begins by telling us that if you have a mixture of flour from the five grains with other flours and other ingredients, the bracha, if you cook it in a pot, is going to be mezonis. Kanal b'sif beis, we said this before in sif beis, ayin shom, look over there. Sifkad mem beis, and if you make a bread out of it, mevarech hamotzi, ubirch samozen, then you'll say hamotzi in your bench. The pas gomerhu, this is totally bread. The halacha, this is bread. Bread does not have to be exclusively the five grains. You can have other grains, other flours mixed into it, but as long as it's dominantly the five grains, it's hamotzi and birch samozen. Sifkad mem gil, bichdei achilas pras. Then the Shulchan Aruch adds, you have to have at least a kezayis of the grain, of the five grains, b'chdeyecheles pras. What is a pras? Pras, literally the word pras, hu chatzi kikur shel erev. The word pras means half. It's referring to half a loaf that's used for erev chaseres. Yesh oimim, some say shlosh abeyim, it's a volume of 3 eggs. V'yesh oimim arba, some say it's a volume of 4. So machlokes rishonim. V'kezayis hu chatzi beyim. Now a kezayis, the amount he's eating is the volume of an olive. A kezayis is half of an egg, which, by the way, is also machlokes rishonim. Some rishonim hold is a third of an egg. But we're going with the larger kezayis. A kezayis is half an egg. U'masharinen bo kol yisur. We use this calculation when we're dealing with iser. Shem oichel kezayis iser. V'shabi chilasa yoyisim yishir ches pasur. A person ate a kezayis of chazir, anything forbidden, and he took a while to eat it, more than kedeches pras, elim mitzarf l'malkus ochiyev chatas. We don't join everything he ate in that time frame if it took more than 4 minutes, and he won't get malkus, and he won't be covered chatas b'shoigik. Let's say it was chaylev and something like that. When it comes to benching, it's also this way. Debidin daf, kashiyoch, kezayis dogon. He has to have a minimum of a kezayis of grain. We only combine enough grain to create the kezayis if you ate that quantity in the time frame of achilas pras, 2 to 4 minutes. The imkain, if so, so in order to bench, we're basically going with a ratio of an eighth, because if it's a kezayis, which is half an egg, in the time it takes to eat 3-4 eggs, so half of an egg, 4 eggs, that's an eighth. So it should be in the least, the minimum of the dry ingredients in this bread should be an eighth, of, at least an eighth of the dry ingredients should be flour from wheat, barley, rye, or spelt. The Ozim Yerchum he pass Abba Bay and Yemizek, because I still gone. If he's Chai Birchim Ozim. So if he eats four eggs worth in the 4 minutes of this bread, he for sure got a Kizayas of the Dagon, and he's going to be Mechuyev to bench. So cut them down. But if you don't have that much grain, then the bracha we're showing is going to be hamotzi. B'tchilim bracha hamotzi b'chulu. Why? K'dekayim alon l'kama seven reishud. We're going to learn later in seven reishud. The bracha we're showing in tzrich hashir. For bracha we're showing any amount requires bracha reishona. Tafil al mashahu yesh levarach bracha ve'uil osamin. Even if he has a small amount, a smidgen, he makes the bracha for whatever is appropriate. Umine dogen chashivi. When it comes to this combination of flour, the grains are more important. Velo nispatlu b'taru vason, and we don't say it's null and void in the mixture. B'shum gav, no matter what, kivan shenir gash tamon. As long as you taste it, as long as I can taste it, it's not bottle. So the brach is going to be amotzi. Sifkad mem hay tam dagon, because it still has the flavor of grain. Halav hachi, but if it didn't even have the flavor of grain, it's such a minute amount of flour, you can't taste it. Lo chashiv, that it's not important. Ubatan is taka bottle. Mubarak shahakol, the brach would be shahakol, like we said on bread from millet. Ubrainafashis rabos, and the brach achron is brainafashis. So as long as you can taste the grain, we're still going to say the grain is the dominant, is the ikra, and you're going to make the hamotzi. But at the end, you can't bench because you don't have a kezias of grain material pas. So you're going to say alamicha. Afilu ochlo a kezias pas. Eat if you just eat a kezias. The bracha achrona is going to be alamicha. Sivka mem zayin alamicha. Rabim me achronim niskasha b'zeh. Many achronim are very troubled with this halach and the Shulchan Aruch. We don't find such a thing in the brachas. Where do you even make hamotzi and end of the halamichya? Where do you find such a thing? And furthermore, why is this different than the very next line of the Shulchan Aruch? If I would have cooked this combination of grains in a pot, the bracha achrona there isn't brain of fashas. Because you don't have a kedeches pas. Vachinavli, the pas, the same should be true for bread. If you make a bread and you don't have a kedeches pas, the kedeches pas of the five grains, the brach rishon is hamotzi, the brach achron is benefashos. The same way if you cook it, the brach rishon is mizonos, the brach achron is benefashos. There has to be a consistency. But to say, I should say, alhamichya, when I don't have a kedeches pas, when it's baked, and benefashos when it's cooked, what's going on? Like b'manashoch. If you cook a grain, it's also alamicha. No, you can't make alamicha because the majority is the other grains and it's not kedeches chabas. Then when I bake it into a bread, I should also not make an alamicha when I'm done. I should make a benefashos. So why is it that one is hamotzi and alamicha and the other is mizonos and benefashos? It's not consistent. U'machmazah. And because of this problem, be'emes, higiyah hagra, tzarech lo megamkein, ulbasof benefashos abos. Because of this problem, the Vilna Gaon Taka makes a change. And he says, no, the reading should be, when you eat a bread of multiple grains, and you don't have exactly his pras, the bracha rishon is hamotzi, the bracha achron is brain of farzer abos. And it's exactly consistent with the next halach, and if you cook it, it's mezainis and brain of farzer abos. V'habi achronim torchu liyashiv divi shulchan aruch. Many achronim work very hard to try to find the teretz for the shulchan aruch. Ayin b'li rabba, mati hudo. U'mach mezen, because of this problem, so someone who's God-fearing won't eat this bread unless you wash and had regular bread with the Hoshailah. But if you practice like the Shulchan Aruch, we're not going to protest. Because many Achram Halacha did come out like the Shulchan Aruch. But if you look at the notes, if Moshe said in the Igus Moshe, you go like the Vilna Gaon. It's Hamotzi and Brei Nefashos. V'da'at oid, you should know further, Mishnah Berurah says, Du adin im v'hapas hoy ma'orev kemach dogan kezayis d'ches pas. Let's say in this bread you have a kezayis of flour from the grains that require hamotzi b'chzemazon kezayis d'ches pas. That means you have more than an eighth, right? Eshlu ochel rak mixas me'apas. But you didn't eat four kebeyas worth. If you eat four kebeyas worth, and there was an eighth of that grain in it, then you ate a gezayas. But let's say I don't eat four kebeyas. I eat two kebeyas. And it was only an eighth to begin with. So I don't have a gezayas, because I didn't eat the gezayas. Shlo hayashir gezayas dogon because zeisim ochel. He ate many zeisim, but in the zeisim he ate, he still didn't eat a zayas of gezayas dogon. Again, he can't bench. He can't bench. He goes in the same shayla. El alamich das shulchan aruch. You make alamich after like the shulchan aruch, or bein efrash as rabbas das agor, or bein efrash like the vilna goyin. Sivka mem ches bekeder. Now, if instead of baking it into a loaf, I cook it in a pot, so then the mechaber says you make a mezonos and a bein efrash. What's the law meaning to say? For the hoya ba kemach shemini dog and kizayis b'deches pas. If you cook in a pot, and the cooked grains does not have a kezias of the five grains, b'chdeches pas, or shehebe kemach kashir v'lo achal ad shir kezias. Or you did have an eighth was the flour, but you didn't eat four kebeyas again, right? Kanaba is called, like I said before, the previous ois. I had many kezias, but not enough to get a kezias of the grain. Da'afte b'tchil v'vorach b'ayim in hazonos. Even though the brach rishon is b'ayim in hazonos, so kanaba sefes we said it sefes. Al amicha in yochal v'vorach. Can't say al amicha. El a shir kezayis dogon. That's required for a shir of kezayis dogon. And you don't have a kezayis dogon. Vakim avarach rak, birchas brein nefashos rabos. So you're going to end up making brein nefashos. Vishvel yes, or haminim hamuvar matashazer. Because of the other things that are mixed into this mixture. The ayin beber halocha sheh be'aron. If you look at beber halocha, we clarify. Delav davka taroivas kemach bekemach. This scenario isn't exclusive when I mix a variety of flour. So you can't really notice the wheat flour in the other things, the millet and the corn and the whatever else is in there. You can have the same scenario. If I have flour from the five grains mixed with honey and spices, oshar minim or other things, kahid the sifbeis, and all we had this before in sifbeis. We're still going to look to see in all the mixture of ingredients, is there a kezias of the grain in the shear of 2 to 4 minutes? If not, you can't say an al hamichya, ela brein nefashos rabos. You're going to make a brein nefashos when you're done. Valkane, therefore, mine groifin mechameshis mine dogon shmevashal and bulbus for kidneys goes to bezel. Various groats that come from the five grains, and you cook it with potatoes and beans and other things. Ein levorach lebesoif al hamicha, you can't say al hamicha at the end. El davka kesha ochel mi mine ha dogon kezach, unless you had a kezias, say a bowl of chant. There's barley, which is mezonos al hamicha, but there's beans and there's potatoes. And in my bowl, I may have had 5 kezesim, but I didn't have a kezias of barley. You can't make alamichya. You might make mezoinis, but you can't make alamichya. You're going to have to make a brein nefashos, because you don't have a kezias of the grain, b'chtech espas. Umikol mokam, however, leinin pas kisonin, when it comes to cakes, shema urv betavan harbein, there's all kinds of flavorings added. Kegon sukr lakach, sugar cake. The minig is to say alamichya, kesheish b'kazayis if you ate a kazayis. Afshe b'min hadogon levados shenim tzibo ein b'shikas, even though there may not be a kazayis of actual flour. You ever make a sponge cake? There's very little flour. There's a lot of eggs and flavoring and sugar and not too much flour. The minig is you eat a kazayis to say alamichya. Now, if I take that kazayis and check how much flour is in that kazayis, it could well be less than a kazayis. The meaning is, if you bake it together, those things are considered tuffle, and they augment the shear to the flour. Like, they become part of the flour. It's like an extension of the flour in the cake scenario. Maybe the reason is, since the flavorings come to improve the food, and together it creates a shear. We see this later in the Magen Avraham Simen Reish Yud. ulechatchila tov lizar l'shar shir bekemach shir, because that's not ulechatchila, it is good to calculate that you have a shir kazayis in the flour. But the reality is, the minig is not the way. The minig is, you eat cake, we don't start cheshbening how much flour is in that piece of cake I eat, you brownie. How much flour is in the brownie? We don't do that. We say that a kazayis is enough. Now, the notes points out something very significant. That's true on the cake itself, when the dough or the batter has a combination of ingredients. So the meaning is we make alamich on a kazayis. We don't worry about how much flour is there. The chatchili says you should, but the mice we don't. But what if I have a cake with a filling? A Danish with a fruit filling. A cheesecake with cheese filling. So he says in the notes, that doesn't count. There may be a minig to count the ingredients of the batter, the ingredients of the dough. But when you add a filling to it, the filling does not count. So if I have a knish, heat a potato knish. So in the dough of the knish, there may be other things besides flour. It doesn't bother me. It's all counted. But I don't count the potato. I can't count the potato in the potato knish towards my kazayis. If I don't have a kazayis of dough, the brach is going to be benefashos. Either I make mezonos on the knish, I make mezonos on the potato, that's the halacha. But if I don't have a kazayis of dough, franks and blanks. Right? It's like a hot dog knish. You make mezonos. But if I don't have a kazayis of dough, you got to make a benefashos when you're done. Because the filling is not mitzvah for the shear. The only time I'm mitzvah to the shear, that meaning to mitzvah, is in the batter, in the dough. But when you start filling it with other things, we don't look at the filling as part of it. So in the case of the cooked grains, with the mixture that doesn't have a lot of flour, the brach rishon is mezonos, brach achrona is brein afashos. The gamaze bein adav, kashi amin kukzas tam dog. Now to make a mezonos, at least you have to taste the flavor of the grain. If there's only literally a smidgen, a very small amount of the wheat flour, for the min kutamakon, you don't even notice it at all, then we say it's batel gabi yesu haminim. It becomes batel to all the other varieties. So in order to make the hamotzi on the bread or mezonos on the cooked grain, you have to notice the flavor of the grain. If you don't even notice it, forget about it. The bochot be adama, shahakal, whatever it is, depending on what else here was mixed in over there. And as far as brach achron is concerned, so the only time we bench or would say halamichyo is if you ate a kazayis dog and mitrech chespas. And if you didn't eat a kazayis dog and mitrech chespas, not in the case of the cake, like that's the exception. Possibly kissing is the exception where we include the sugar. There were those who disagreed by cake. We don't pass like them. There are those who said you can't make a bracha, you can't make an almechan cake, it's all sugar, it's eggs, it's not flour. We don't pass that way. We pass in our minigas, we do make the bracha, achron almecha. But cake is going to be the exception to the rule.